This week's parsha, Parshas Truma, discusses the many kelim that were used in the Mishkan. The first one described is the Aron, and the Aron is often used as a symbol for Talmud Torah in general and Talmid Chacham in particular, which makes sense given that the Aron contains Luchos. The Medrash quoted by Rashi says that the Zer Zahav around the Aron represents the Keter Torah, the crown of Torah. And the Moran Yoma, picking up on this idea, as also quoted by Dasikim by the Tosfos on the Psukim, has two drushas equating the Aron to Talmid Chachamim. The first one is because it says Va'asu Aron Eseshitim, when it says Va'asu, they should make it, it's in the plural, the Gemara Yoma and Ein Beis Amud Beis concludes Mikan Talmid Chacham Shebnei Ir Mitzvuin Lasos Lamalachto. We learn from here that for Talmid Chacham, because in the plural, that everybody has to help out, and Talmid Chacham is in the city, everybody in the city is responsible to help him out. Now, the Dasikinem takes a slightly different route of everybody has to be involved with Torah, a similar idea, but using the Aron to represent Talmid Chachamim and Torah learning in general. Then the second Rasha continues saying that you have to have gold both in and outside of the Aron, which says in the Pasuk, Mibayis Umichutz Tetzapenu. And what continues, Amarava, Kol Talmid Chacham Shein Tocho Kibaro, Eni Talmid Chacham. Eni Talmid Chacham who's inside is not because outside, is not going to say like Talmid Chacham. And this idea of the importance of a person being sincere, the way they present themselves on the outside should match the way they really feel inside, and they're not being two-faced, is stressed again the famous Gemara in Brachos and Chavches, talking about the day when the Nasi was replaced, where the Gemara talks about the change in policy with the new Nasi, and said the original policy was, Shere Gamil Machriz, this is the Gemara in Brachos, Chavches and Aleph, where Gamil and his Nasi would say, Kol Tamid Shein Tocho Kaboro, Likon Shbisa Medrash. The original policy was, if you're not as sincere on the inside as you were on the outside, you weren't allowed to base Medrash. And where it continues that when the Nasi changed, Hahuyom Etuzfei Kamas Havsali, there was a machlok about how many benches were added. There was a whole discussion whether Gamil was right or not, and we'll conclude that actually he was right, that he saw in a dream that the barrels were right on the outside before the ash on the inside, stressing the importance of making sure that people are sincere. And even though the Gemara then continues to say that it's not really true, it was just said to make him feel better. But still, I think the Gemara is still stressing a value of, on some level, perhaps not the ideal and perhaps not enough to lock people out, but there certainly is a value and it's very important for people to be as sincere as they are on the inside as they are on the outside. Now the Gemara in Yoma continues and says that, Oilehem, Sinei Shetimi Chachamim, woe for literally the enemies of the Shetimi Chachamim, but it's euphemism for Talmid Chacham themselves, that they are involved with Torah and they don't have Yerushalayim. I think what all these various Gemaras trying to teach us is a very important lesson for our lives, which is obviously Talmud Torah is a primary mitzvah and a very important focus of ours, but it's important for us to be balanced with true sincerity and the people who are Talmid Chachamim to represent values that both speak well for themselves and also represent Torah for the community. Now the Gemara is saying that expressing yourself one way in public, a different way in private, is a very two-faced and hypocritical. It also presents a very bad light for Torah, so it's something for all of us to try to aspire to both high levels of learning, but also to balance that with true sincerity and presenting our public face to be the same as a private one as well.